Welcome back to Ravens Report. The 2012 season in Baltimore goes down as historical because it marks the first time ever the Ravens and the Orioles both made the postseason in the same year. And these are two teams that share more than just a town in common. They are two teams filled with rosters who share friendships, baseball to football and football to baseball. And two of those guys who crossed the lines at Camden Yards with their friendship join us right now. Ravens wide receiver Torrey Smith, Orioles center fielder Adam Jones. Guys, thanks for taking the time to join us tonight.
Appreciate you having us.
Appreciate it.
I want to start with your friendship. It's quite visible to hundreds of thousands of people because on your Twitter handle and your Twitter feed is the photo of the two of you kind of high-five hip bumping. And I'm going to guess there's some photoshopping involved in this, but tell us how this friendship came to pass.
Well, you know, like you said, the power of social media. We hit each other up through Twitter, and you know, we're in the same city. He's a budding superstar, as the whole entire league knows, and you know, just wanted to introduce myself to him, and a good young man. I'm glad to have started a friendship with him, and you know, it's fun to see him watch him play and watch him grow.
Torrey, you go to a lot of Oriole games. Adam, you go to a lot of Ravens games, and I'm sure you've both picked up on this, how much it means to fans to see an Oriole at a Raven game, a Raven at an Oriole game. It's almost become the glue that has brought these two universes of fans together.
Yeah, I agree. You know, fans all the time, you know, like when we're in San Diego, you know, folks are like, man, you and Adam Jones, you know, that's so cool. You know, he's taking care of you out there, and, you know, you go to the home game. You know, I'll never forget, you know, the standing ovation the crowd gave. You know, all the guys from the Orioles, you know, when they were there. I can't remember exactly who we were playing, but, you know, it was crazy. It might have been louder than it was at any point during the game.
And when you were at Camden Yards, you threw out the first pitch. You got a chance to feel the pressure on the mound. How was his delivery?
He's all right. He's athletic enough to get it done. So he picked the right sport.
Adam, it was your first chance to go to the postseason. What do you think the biggest thing you can learn that only another pro athlete could understand in the playoffs?
Well, I had a conversation with a friend of mine yesterday, and he told me to breathe. I was telling him, I think the whole entire playoffs, game 1 through 5, I don't think I took one breath. You know, I think the entire time I was holding my breath, trying to do something, do too much. And, you know, it's only way you can battle that is experience. And he said that, you know, he didn't want to tell me because he'd never been in that situation, but he can see it. But he wanted me to battle it, go through it. And, you know, now when we get to experience that again, I would know how to approach it a lot better.
And, Torrey, you have the experience. Your second year going back to the AFC Championship game. I want to go back to Denver for a second and look at that touchdown you had against the Broncos at the end of the first half, where you made a phenomenal adjustment on the ball. And you two would know this that fans couldn't know. How much of a play like that, Adam, you make a lot of them in the center field, is intellectual and you're thinking about it, and how much of it is just pure instinct and your body takes over?
I mean, I think a lot of it, you know, like you said, is more so instinct. You know the ball's in the air. You have a shot, you need to make the play, you know, for your team. Same way he see the ball off the bat. You know, I'm looking at it come off of Joe's, you know, arm, trying to track the ball down. And, you know, that's something that playing receiver, you know, playing outfield, you have in common.
The two of you cover more ground in Baltimore than Google Maps. Have either of you ever kind of looked to the other one for techniques of, I don't know, stretching, speed, quickness? Because there aren't many guys who could talk to you peer-to-peer and say, you know, how are you covering so much ground?
It's just the way we're built, you know. I don't know. It's the way we're built. You know, I think that I can go out there and play receiver. My body couldn't take one hit, not even from the smallest cornerback. I couldn't take one hit. And, you know, on the baseball field, I want to see him in center field. I've seen Ed Reed in center field. I want to see him in center field and see how stopping and going, changing angles, which he does very well, see how that correlates when a ball's being hit, knuckleball or something at him.
We've seen you on the mound. Do you want to try center field?
Maybe in the off season, mess around a little bit.
A little spring training trip?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
It's coming up. Mm-hmm. Adam, you didn't quite get to the World Series this year, but clearly you're back on the track. You didn't quite get to the Super Bowl last year, but you have a shot to get there. At this level, when you get to that last stage, what do you feel as a player, and how do you keep the pressure from becoming something that dominates your performance?
I mean, speaking from a football perspective, it's one and done. You know, you really don't have any time to recover. You only got 4 quarters to go out there and get it done. And, you know, that pressure.
You saw in Denver.
Yeah, I mean, that pressure, you know, is crazy. You know, it's like in the back of our minds, we know, you know, what we're playing for. We know we're obviously out there for each other, but we have a whole city that's riding on us. And, you know, when you come as close as we did last year, you know, not get it done is frustrating. But we have another opportunity, you know, we're going to try to take advantage of it.
And Adam, I know you're going to make the trip to Foxborough to be there for the Ravens, and you'll be in, I would imagine, in Ravens gear. Are you looking forward to the perspective of being the guy in the stands who's shouting down at the players and is more intelligent than everybody on the field for that one day?
I won't be shouting at the players. I was in Denver last week, and sitting up there with some of the fans, it made me laugh so much that they're misinterpreted, and they really think that people can hear them from that high. And I'm like, no one can hear you at all. Someone wanted a flag when Prater missed the field goal. He kicked the ground first. Someone thought a flag should have been thrown because of a vantage point. And it's funny, but it's interesting. But I will be sitting in the stands. I will be out there freezing my butt off. I will have hot chocolate, and I will enjoy a Ravens victory.
And with a little luck, we'll all have a Super Bowl to talk about when we gather next. And when we come back, we'll turn our full attention to Foxborough and wrap things up as we get you set for the AFC Championship game.